We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A singer in a smoky.
He turned 70 today. I don't know why that hurts. I think it hurt me more than it hurt him. Steve Perry and Journey are your artists of the day, and Steve Perry turned 70 years old today. Your keyword to cash is think. You still don't have one?
Carrie, you've had 7 minutes.
I did come up with one, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay, we're ready.
I think I can.
Text that into 72881. Think is your keyword this hour.
It did take me a while, though, I'll be honest.
It took you quite a while. That's good.
It's pretty pathetic.
I know.
I think that is pretty pathetic.
Because I got nothing.
I literally, like you said, think, and I was like, so blank. Entirely. I was like, I got nothing.
You catch the irony there, right?
Yes. Yeah, entirely.
Okay.
It's just
the keywords think, and you couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything.
She's got it. It's all good. Okay. It's okay.
Did you guys hear about Brett Baer, Fox News host?
Oh,
in that big accident?
I saw something going on Twitter. What's going on?
Yeah, so they were in Montana, and they were on icy roads. Major car crash. Their car flipped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like bad. They are all banged up but alive, and Baer's expected to be back on the air tonight. So.
Tough guy.
Have you ever been in a rollover, like hanging upside down by your seatbelt? I have not.
Scott's been through the windshield of a car before.
Well, not hanging by my seatbelt because I wasn't wearing one.
Your nose was hanging. I have relatives who have been hanging upside down after their car rolled. I have never had that happen.
No. Thank God. Knock on wood that it never happens either.
Okay, so help me out here. I saw this headline overnight, and they acted like this was a normal thing, and... there's a reason I don't live in Minnesota, because I would rather be dead than live in a climate like that. Four cars in 3 weeks have fallen through the ice, driving over the ice. And here's what's interesting.
Okay,
I pull up the story.
Like on water?
Yep. I pull up the story, and there's no explanation. It's like a fourth car has plunged through the ice in as many weeks...
Driving on frozen lakes up there is like a normal way of life.
Why would you do that?
It is very strange. I've had a tiny bit of experience in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Minnesota area. It's very strange. But the ice is so... And here's the thing. These drunken idiots drive across the frozen lake in the truck, and then they open both doors. And I'm sitting in the middle. I'm like, why are the doors open? It's cold. They're like, well, in case it starts to crack, you can jump out.
But what? Here's okay. And again, I'm not from those parts because I would never ever live in a climate like that. But I'm just going to read you the story the way I read it last night in bed, and then you kind of start to understand the look that I got on my face, like your dog when you're talking to him, he doesn't know what you're saying. It says four vehicles go through ice on same Minnesota lake. The Blue Earth County Sheriff's Office says four cars have plunged through the ice, blah, 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 putting the lives of nearly a dozen people in jeopardy. All of the people inside all four cars in the four separate incidents got out. They were treated for hypothermia. They were fine.
They probably had their doors open.
Deputies say there were five people in the truck in the latest incident, which could be seen protruding through the ice Monday afternoon. Madison Lake is about 10 miles east of Mankato. That's the end of the story. That's it. There's no, like, paragraph that says, for those of you in the normal thinking rest of the United States, this is why people would be doing that.
Somebody says they have car races on the ice.
They do. They have snowmobile races on the ice. They go ice fishing. These idiots put up a shed with a space heater.
Yeah, on the ice.
On the ice.
Yeah.
And cut a hole in the ice and sat there and drinking the fish. And fishing.
Yeah, drinking what? Fish.
It's a whole other kind of weird up there.
If it gets thick enough that it can handle a space heater, but, you could probably drive on it.
But follow me here, people. So one car goes through the ice on Monday at Mankato Lake. Fine. Let's say on Tuesday, car number two goes through. So now we have like seven people who are almost dead. Don't you think by Wednesday the word would have gotten around to the locals to stop driving on the lake?
Yeah.
But yet somehow cars three and four do the same thing, and now we have four cars on the lake in the water. I don't know how they got out. Honestly, I don't know how they got out, but they all got out.
Also, how cold is that water?
Oh, oh, God.
Keep in mind, you know, it's fun to make fun of people from Minnesota. I get it. I get it. But keep in mind.
Have you seen Fargo?
No, I have not. But there are people down in Florida who have alligators or crocodiles or whatever the hell they are in their pools, and they go and wrestle them out. I would rather go face planting into ice than wrestle an alligator.
They're swamp, period. Swamp kitties.
I feel like swamp every cats. Single character in the movie Fargo was one person in one of these cars.
If you've never spent time up there, you don't understand how dead on that movie is. Like, it is so bizarre. It is the flattest, most barren land I've ever seen in my life. I was in a bar talking to this guy, and he's like, yeah, I hit a deer. And he got mad at me because I said, how the hell do you hit a deer? You could see it coming for 2 days. Like, there's nothing. Just flat. And the only trees are in a straight line because they were put there to block the wind. It's a weird, it's a whole weird place up there.
You would have to be a special human being, honestly, to survive the climate. I mean, just to survive that climate.
I have a stepbrother who lives in War Road, Minnesota, or near War Road, Minnesota.
What is it called?
War Road.
War Road.
Minnesota.
Like wars and fighting?
Yeah.
War Road, Minnesota. Okay.
It's a Polaris plant up there. But he was telling me that if the bus stops and the kids aren't dressed appropriately, they tell them, go home. You're not going to school today.
I bet up there the meteorologist doesn't have to say pack an extra coat.
The only time they cancel recess is if it gets below zero. So if it's like 12 degrees, kids go out and play.
So like in Florida when it's 53.
Right.
They want you to limit your outdoor activities.
Pray for Florida.
And wear layers. Somebody wrote in Florida strong.
They'll be okay.
Oh, that's crazy.
You couldn't pay me to live up there. In North Dakota?
The funny thing about the story isn't that four separate cars and four separate incidents went through the same damn lake. It's that the people reporting the story, no one bothers to explain why the hell anyone would be doing that.
It's because just they don't normal. Need to.
Right. It's just completely normal to them that four cars would be on the ice on the same lake and fall through the ice four different times.
Okay, what's the thing around here? What do we not explain that would need to be explained?
Canoodling?
No.
Meth.
Friday!
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize my mic was on. I'm sorry.
There's got to be something in this part of the country that we do that nobody else would.
You don't think canoodling is something that, I mean, you shove your fist into the mouth of a catfish and dig it up out of the bottom of the lake.
It's not that common.
Everybody does that.
Also, is it canoodling or is it just noodling?
Whatever.
I think
canoodling is where you're like with somebody else.
That's cuddling.
No, I think that's canoodling. And if you're doing that with a fish, that's something else.
Okay, somebody says tornado chasing.
Okay.
Okay, but people know what that is because of the Weather Channel. Here's something we would not have to explain. The difference between Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, that's true.
What?
If something happened in KCK, we would just say that. And if it was in Kansas City proper, we would just say Kansas City. People in other parts of the country would go, what?
I see what you're saying. Okay. I still like math.
Somebody said standing outside and looking for tornadoes. That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Tornado siren goes off. Everybody goes outside.
Yeah. Well, nowhere else in the country.
And everybody else in the country is like,
green.
Why would you go outside?
Yeah.
God's trying to kill you and you go outside?
It's like, have you seen the sky? It's beautiful. It's all green and look scary.
Do I see rotation? I think I see rotation.
Where's the camera?
Don't we all say that? I think I see rotation. No, you don't.
But you know the people like in California, like those people are crazy.
Well, I grew up in Dallas-Fort Worth. And when I moved up here, it was staying with my father. The first day I woke up and looked outside and there was snow on the ground, I was like, awesome. And I got back in bed. My dad's like, the hell are you doing? So I'm going back to bed. There's snow on the ground. He goes, this ain't Texas, man. We go to work.
Get up.
And I'm like, no, there's snow. That means nothing happens.
All right, here's one.
And he's
one.
Like, get in the car.
The diabetic needle receptacles in all of the restaurants down south. When I saw that, I was like, what is that? And my relatives were all like, oh, those are everywhere. Everyone here is diabetic.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, my God. They were in the casinos. They were in the restaurants. They were in shopping malls. Like, it's like a thing down there. They're everywhere. I don't know that we have that thing here, do we?
All right. Somebody says it's noodling. Well, whatever. I don't stuff my hand in the mouth of a catfish. So I call it canoodling.
Jeez. You and Kelly canoodle. You don't canoodle with a fish.
I mean, you could.
Well,
I think it would be illegal and frowned upon.
Probably sure not be comfortable either. But whatever.
Are you? Never.
She's not judging. She's not judging,
I'm
Scott.
Not judging.
Keyword to cash this hour is think. Think. Think before you speak. THINK 72881. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and these guys have literally changed the way people in Kansas City are going to shop for diamonds. I'm talking about Diamonds Direct. That's what's happening. But listen to this. At Diamonds Direct, if you buy a diamond today, and maybe she wants to trade it in for a bigger one in a year or two, they will give you not 100%, 110% of your original purchase price toward the new diamond. So if you buy a $5,000 diamond now, and a year from now, you trade up to a $6,000 diamond, you get $5,500 in trade-in value. So you pay just $500 for the larger stone. It's a guaranteed 10% appreciation when you upgrade at Diamonds Direct. Real value, uncompromising quality, integrity, transparency. We've needed a store like this for years. It's here now. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. Keep your hands
to
yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
From the natural selection file.
Can I add one more? Someone just wrote in, when I moved to California, I said, where are the haunted houses? People looked at me like I was crazy. They had no clue what I was talking about. Haunted houses, the way that we do them here in old buildings, is uniquely Kansas City.
It is.
Is that true?
I haven't lived anywhere else here, but since I was 16. So
growing up, Dallas-Fort Worth did not make a big deal out of St. Patrick's Day like Kansas City does. They kind of do more so now, but when I was a kid, it was just one of those days. When I moved here, I was amazed at how big a deal St. Patrick's Day was. I was telling Dana off air, the other thing that got me was lake life. I met so many people when I first moved here that lived at the lake on the weekends, and that just wasn't a thing in Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, you go to the lake, but
you come home.
Yeah.
Right.
Nobody had a place at the lake, you know? It's all like state park stuff.
From the natural selection file, the West Palm Beach Police Department says it is now investigating an incident after an officer was placed on paid administrative leave. The officer has not been named. He ran over two people.
Oh, my God.
Who were laying in the road trying to see the blood moon the other night.
They were laying in the road
trying
to see the blood moon. They couldn't see the blood moon from the sidewalk?
They apparently live nearby. The park is extremely dark, so they thought they could get better pictures. They laid down in the street. Keep in mind, the park is extremely dark.
Of course.
The officer is driving through the park. Fa-funk, fa-funk.
Good God.
Fa-funk, fa-funk. He says, what was that? Fa-funk, fa-funk.
Did they?
They did not die.
Oh, okay.
They are expected to live.
But that was one hell of a blood moon they saw at the side of impact.
Okay.
I'm seeing something. It's definitely red. That's your retina bursting.
Two doctors at Hacienda Healthcare in Arizona, where a patient in a vegetative state gave birth in December, are no longer with the long-term facility. One of the doctors resigned while the other has been suspended. Neither doctor has been identified at this time, but both cared for the 29-year-old woman who gave birth as a result of a sexual assault last month. Quoting here from the care facility, the two physicians who were responsible for the care of the sexual assault victim are no longer providing medical services to Hacienda patients. One has resigned. The other has been suspended.
What happened with the random DNA civil rights testing?
That's what I was looking for here. The sexual assault triggered a police investigation and reviews by regulators while investigators obtained DNA samples from men who worked there. The facility received a below average health inspection rating in 2017. So nothing yet.
So they still don't know.
No, I guess not. I mean,
I'm telling you what's going to happen. They are going to ask all of those men to cough up their DNA, which is a civil rights violation.
Agreed.
None of that DNA is going to come back as matching that poor woman's child.
Lawsuits abound.
Lawsuits will start stacking up as they should. It's either going to be a visitor or someone who walked in off that street, Scott. I do not think it's going to be someone that was entrusted to her care. I just don't.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
Slick roads a possibility in the Kansas City area over the next few hours. More next.
Yes, slick roads. I just told my daughter, I love your car. I love all the safety features on it. I would like you to keep it parked tonight because the roads are so bad. We just got her such an affordable car. I love the safety features that are loaded on it, and we got it from Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Heated seats, which are nice this time of year. I love the backup camera, which is helpful for all drivers, but certainly important for drivers just starting out. But the biggest thing we liked is that you don't have to break the bank when you go to VW of Lee's Summit if you're looking for a car for a younger driver. They have all makes and models, all years, all price ranges for used cars for your younger driver. And right now, you don't have to pay sales tax on those cars. Used or new, they are still running that zero sales tax promotion. Used or new, pay zero sales tax when you go to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit through the month of January. But that offer is not going to last forever, so get in now and get that done. You will save a ton of money when you go in and look for a new car or a used car. Tell them you want them to axe your tax, and they will do it at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Head on in. If you got a trade, they'll take a look at that, too. They've got great deals they will give you for your trade. VW Lee's Summit, go to vwleesummit.com or head on in off I-470 and Colburn Road, Volkswagen of Lee's Summit.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser, Operation Stormwatch here on KMBZ as we start to get reports of ice building up on cars and traffic cameras. But the roads appear to be okay so far here in the metro. Slick conditions, though, out west. Traffic is slow on I-70 and K-10 between Topeka and Lawrence. Still seeing mostly rain, though, within the 435 loop. In the White House briefing room today, President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, downplaying the potential for long-term economic impact because of the shutdown, predicting a quick comeback once the government reopens.
There will be a snapback immediately. That's my sense. You may disagree. I appreciate that, but that's my sense.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
You know, we got bad weather moving in right now, and we all have to drive. I understand that. But if you do, knock on wood, you don't. If you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They are, without a doubt, the best in the business. They are the best. They've had people drive in from miles around to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs, and their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's a number, just in case you need it, 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
Light rain changing to light freezing rain, eventually changing to light snow as we continue on through the evening. Watch for slick spots on the roads as well. So we're going to see our temperatures falling into the 20s through the late evening hours. Eventually, a low tonight near 17 degrees. Up to an inch of snow will be possible. The main thing will be watching for those slick areas on the roads. We'll have a low tonight of 17 degrees. Then for tomorrow, decrease in clouds and a high of 31. From Channel 9 and First Alert, meteorologist Neville Miller, KBZ Weather.
It is 31 right now at KCI, 34 in Lee's Summit, 33 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
I believe that was Beverly Hills Cop. Rod, what are you doing in there?
I'm about to wet my pants and waiting for you to start talking so
go,
I can leave this room.
Go!
You know, it's an odd little side issue we have in this business.
Going to the bathroom?
You know, well, people say, what is the one thing about your job that I wouldn't know is a thing with your job? That'd be it.
Mine is trying to coordinate where the kids are going tonight when the weather's bad.
Well, mine would be like I've got to go to the bathroom and I don't have time to
On the phone with four different people, emailing my ex-wife, talking to my mom, talking to my girlfriend, texting my daughter, trying to figure out where everybody's going tonight because it's supposed to be my night with the kids, but the weather sucks. And then I look in there and it looks like Rod's trying to bark out a fart.
He was dancing.
And I'm like, what is he doing in there? Only to find out he had to go to the bathroom.
That happens.
And he was just waiting for me to talk. You know what I should have done?
No. No.
Not talked.
No. That would have been kind of funny.
A story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. The Supreme Court today denied a petition from a Seattle area high school football coach who was fired for refusing to stop leading prayers on the field after games. Let me put this in English.
Yeah, put it another way, because I'm kind of surprised, actually.
The Supreme Court upheld his firing.
I'm surprised.
If the Supreme Court says we're not taking up your case, it goes back to the lower court ruling.
That said, his firing
stands. The lower
stands.
Court ruling says his firing was acceptable. Former Bremerton High School coach Joe Kennedy, after his firing, filed a First Amendment suit against his former school district, with the issue being whether public employees retain free speech rights when at work and in the general presence of students. While conservative justices Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Clarence Thomas said that they are interested in hearing the case and the legal issues that it may raise, they agreed that the court is right to reject the appeal for the time being.
Why? On what grounds do they reject the appeal? Because sometimes it's procedural. Like this came up the wrong way, or it's interesting to me that they said they wanted to hear it. This is interesting. We want to hear it, but we're rejecting this for now.
Alito reportedly called the lower court's reasoning highly tendentious and said more facts were needed for the Supreme Court to consider the issues, particularly whether he was pushed out because he was perceived to be neglecting his duties or because he allegedly made it appear that the district endorsed his beliefs.
This was a public school, correct?
It was. It was a public high school. He was the head coach. It was Bremerton High School in Washington State. He was the head coach. Head coach Joe Kennedy would frequently lead the students in prayer at midfield after the game.
Yeah, both teams. I've seen this done before. It's usually both teams. You want to come and join hands.
You're welcome to. If you don't, then don't.
I find it highly suspect that they would have fired him for that. Here's my guess. In these cases, this is how this plays out. He wasn't winning.
I have no idea.
That's a possibility.
I don't know.
Just
that
follow me
fact.
Here. He had other bad marks on his employment record for reasons X, Y, or Z. All of these other things. And then this happened. You know what I'm saying, Scott? Like, I find it very hard to believe this is the sole reason they would fire a coach.
But Dana, no. And here, I'll look up their Bremerton Washington High School football, whatever, record.
They've even said, Scott, in these cases, if it is not disruptive and it is student-led. It usually needs to be student-led. And it is voluntary, and you want to pray during a sporting event, you are free to do so.
You are. The coach is not – the coach, as an employee of the school, becomes suspect if he is leading the prayer. And by the way, if he's losing games, that's the only real reason you need to fire him. I mean, if the guy's not winning games, you don't need an excuse. Just fire the guy. I would bet – here's my thought. They were doing okay. I'm looking up their record right now. I haven't seen it yet. They were doing okay. He keeps leading these prayers at midfield. There's a threat of a lawsuit, probably from the ACLU. The school goes to him and says, Joe.
Look.
Joe.
Can you move it to the sidelines?
Listen, man. We can't. We're about to get sued. We don't have the money to defend ourselves against a lawsuit. This is just going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for you. We need you to stop leading prayers at half or at the midfield.
Just cool it for a few games.
He doesn't do it. He says, I have every right to do it if I want to do it. Screw you. By the way, they finished the 2018 season 4-6. But I think that was with a different coach. They were 3-2 at home, 1-4 away.
If you are a public high school football coach, at the end of the game, are you not allowed to join your team in prayer if they were doing it anyway?
I don't think you're allowed to lead it.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either. Whoa!
I'm telling you, I don't. I know that doesn't, that blows your mind. I don't have a problem with it. It
doesn't bother me either. Coach Hodum used to lead us in prayer before we went out to
now,
the field every,
if you
every day.
You are encouraging an environment where people are feeling pressured to participate.
Of course.
Then I have a problem with it. But if the students are gathering in the end zone after the game, like I've seen them do from both teams, and they all come together and look, they're thankful that nobody got hurt, that kind of, I don't have a problem with that. Was he grandstanding on the 50-yard line?
I would imagine not. These things are pretty quiet. I only remember being involved in one, and it was at IMAC in Leavenworth, which was a private Catholic school, where there was a prayer at midfield after the game, and we all went out there. Our coaches went out there. And these are pretty low-key. It's not, you know, and then the Lord came down.
Right.
And the Lord said, right. Now listen to me, my brothers. It's nothing like that. It's thank you, God, for keeping us safe during this game. Thank you for the fair competition. Be with everybody as they drive home tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Everybody gets up. We walk away. It's really pretty low key.
Again, I find it very hard to believe he would have been fired for that.
Well,
I think there's a whole lot more to that story. And that's probably why the Supreme Court said, with the limited amount of information we have, we're not going to accept this case at this time.
I can understand the argument if players were penalized if they did not participate.
Oh, of course. Then you have a problem.
Yeah, of course you do. If he's looking around going, okay, where's John Smith? I don't
see
him.
So funny. Wasn't here again today.
John's not out here. I guess he won't be playing next Friday night.
Yeah.
Then obviously you have a problem.
If there is any inference that that activity is going on, then you have a problem.
But these are really pretty non-denominational kind of things. God, thank you for letting us play tonight. Thank you for keeping everybody safe. No major injuries. Guide us and help us. Amen. Good night. Go home, guys. Go get drunk. That's how it goes. I mean, I remember when we would go out, we would, in the locker room, we never did it on the field. And Hodum would lead us in, Coach Hodum, would lead us in prayer. And it would just be, please keep this team safe.
Yeah.
Let us play fair. We never prayed for a win.
Please don't.
Of course not. It was just, please keep the team safe. Don't let anybody get hurt. Let us play fair. Amen. And then we'd run out. That was it.
Did everyone participate?
You know, nobody. I don't remember ever looking around to find out. It was just, everybody was in the locker room, okay? And, well, we're not in the locker room. We're in this room where the door opens that leads out to the field, okay? Everybody's in there. There's like, I remember there being big concrete pillars in there and stuff. There were no seats. Everybody's just seating up against the wall or kneeling down or whatever. Coach would come in and he'd say, boys, quick prayer. And everybody, I don't know. I mean, nobody was required. Coach would just walk in and go, boys, quick prayer. God, keep us safe tonight. Don't let anybody get hurt. Let us play fair. Amen. Out we go. That was it. It was not, you know, I pray that everybody here accepts your son as his personal right. Lord and Savior.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Right. And with a mix of different beliefs and different religions.
We didn't pray to Jesus.
I'm
we prayed to God.
Everyone understands you really don't want to go down that road. And if you sure. think you do, then swap out God with Allah well, and ask yourself if you would be okay with a Muslim coach leading that prayer with a Christian group of football players. And I think most people would say, like, I respect his right to do that, but I'm not sure I'd want him leading my Christian son in that prayer, which well, is why you can't go all denominational when you are a coach.
Well, this was Lansing. We were all good Christian boys.
Right, right, just so we're clear.
Didn't let any of the Muslims on the team.
This is going to be about more than him.
I don't think you're right. I think this is a black and white.
He What's is his a, name?
His name is Joe Kennedy.
Oh.
Bremerton High School, Bremerton yeah. High School, and I believe it's out of Washington, Seattle area. Now, wait a minute. Just a minute ago, you were all for, I don't have a problem with this, and now you seem to have a problem
they're
with
just,
it.
There has to be a reason the court rejected this. There's got to be more than he was just quietly leading his team in prayer.
I don't think the court gets into whether or not the firing was justifiable based on whether or not it was because of his record. I don't think the Supreme Court really cares to get involved in a, well, you did have a 4-6 right. season, coach.
Right.
I mean, you did require 2-a-days 3 days before they were allowed. I don't
Can
think
you
this,
imagine Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying, we're going to need to see his playbook?
Well, not only that, but coach, you actually had a conversation with a player 2 days before you were supposed to have conversations with players. I don't think they really care about that kind of stuff. They focus on this other thing called the Constitution and whether or not a school employee can lead students in prayer. Now, if it is required, I think we've got a problem. And I agree with you, Texter. Allah is Arabic for God. And if,
okay, listen
if
to this.
Hodum came in and went, Allah, let us play safely, I wouldn't think twice about
listen
it.
To this. The appeals court, so the decision prior, found in a 62-page decision
that he had a 4-6 record and a 3-7 no, record the year before, and he had to go.
62-page decision. I mean, that is a whopper of
well,
a decision.
Well, but they write like that's how they do it.
They found that this coach, quote, took advantage of his position to press his particular views upon the captive minds before him. Now, Scott, that
now, what
says
is that,
to me.
What does that mean?
Well, that says to me, if it took 62 pages to spell it out, he was preaching from the coach's position.
Okay. If that's the case, then he has to go. If all he's saying, leaning out to the field, is God, watch over these players, let no one get hurt, let us play fair, amen, like Hodum did with us, and then we go running out the door, fine. But if he's in there going, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, come on down.
This was brought up,
then,
by the
then
way.
Then he's got to go.
Guess who brought this up? It was not the ACLU. Guess who brought it up?
Some Muslim kid.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
You know I'm kidding.
A district employee from another school district.
Tells me that they wanted this coach gone.
No. It was an employee from another district who mentioned it first back in 2015. By then, Kennedy, a former Marine, was often joined by members of his team, an occasional parent, and sometimes players from the other team. After the investigation, the district told Kennedy he could continue if he did it after the players had gone home and the field was empty. That's when Kennedy refused. He was placed on leave for insubordination.
If he is trying to preach the goodwill of Jesus Christ, which I believe in, but should not be taught by a coach or a teacher, he has to go. If all he's doing is praying that God protects these students and no one gets hurt, then I say he stays.
The appellate panel concluded that he could not overcome the fact that he was a district employee in violation of a district policy. They also ruled the behavior could reasonably be seen as the district's endorsement of his beliefs. Now, think about this, Scott. They're not necessarily saying they have a problem with his beliefs. What they are saying is by the district allowing him to do what he's doing, the district is, in essence, sanctioning his beliefs.
And I understand that.
And then it becomes the district saying, we are now green lighting this religious belief.
Right, which is why...
Which you cannot do.
Which is why you can get away with an opening prayer in the U.S. Senate or the U.S. House where a religious leader comes in and all he says is, we pray for guidance. Okay, mm-hmm. We very simplistic... Yeah.
You're not praying to Buddha.
You're not praying to anybody,
you're praying,
really.
You're not singling out any one deity.
Right. You're just praying, you know, guide us, provide these people with patience and intelligence, et cetera. When maybe they need to have these prayers more often. But they're not saying, you know, there's not, you know, Al Sharpton there standing at the dais going, you know, Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. I mean,
then you've got a problem.
Here's the other deal. He has access to the field that the general public does not have. That's true. If you're a member of the general public, you can't.
So do the players, and the players can lead themselves in prayer. So that argument is notwithstanding.
As a coach, he has access to the field the general public does not have.
So do the players.
And insisted praying on the 50-yard line in front of the view of everyone. I think,
Our
Scott,
prayers were held in a private
I
room.
I think if he had continued doing this off to the side, the students join from both teams if they'd like, the parents join, I don't think we'd be talking about this.
You're thinking he tried to make a spectacle
of it. I think it was because this was on the 50-yard line. Look at me. We are doing this. I'm thumbing my nose at the ACLU.
Mm. Okay. All right. 576-7798.
Hey, if you use a CPAP every single night, if your partner uses one, I applaud that decision. They are necessary. You have to have them. They are good for your health. But did you know 50% of people who have to have them, need to have them, are supposed to be using them, quit? And I certainly see why. 50% stop using that machine. They are not necessarily pleasant for you or your partner. If that sounds like you, please call the great, great experts at Mark's Family Dental. If you have ditched that CPAP, they will fit you with a simple treatment. It is simple, compact, it is comfortable, it doesn't make noise in the middle of the night, it doesn't look like the CPAP looks. It is a custom-made dental mouthpiece. It fits in your mouth over your teeth, gently realigns your airway, and allows normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep. And it's covered by most medical insurance plans. Add a better night's sleep to your list of New Year's resolutions for you, for your spouse, and call my folks at Mark's Sleep Center. Mark's with an X, Mark's Sleep Center. Set up your free consultation now. 816-452-2000, 816-452-2000, or markssleep.com, MARXsleep.com. With so many light years to go.
...1986 on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. We'll get to the bachelor party story tomorrow.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know, but I do know that at about 8 o'clock tonight, half of Kansas City is going to be going...
And they're going to be going, damn you, Rod Babcock.
It's the worst.
It's the best.
Give I can still see
Rod,
his
give
hair.
Him just a little bit more. I'll give you.
I don't know what's worse. I'll give, the song or the hair.
I'll give you $100 if you can tell me the lead singer of Europe.
I have no idea.
Oh, I actually know that one.
Who?
Joey Tempest.
It is Joey Tempest. That's right. Oh, listen to him.
So bad,
dude. He's shredding it.
I have a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, and every time I see him, I make it a point to go, sometimes when we touch, and he gets so mad at me.
Honesty's too
And
much.
He will call me 2 days later like, I'm still singing that damn song.
Dan Hill, 1987.
It is for some reason, it is just the funny. It is the one thing that once he hears it,
he cannot get it out of his head.
Right, and every time I see him, I do it to him.
She is the only one in here with a vote for the SAG-AFTRA Awards, but the Oscars for Best Picture came out today real quick. Black Panther, Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, Vice. Best Picture, which one wins?
I think Roma is a favorite, but probably Green Book.
Green Book.
I do not think it will go to A Star is Born or Bohemian Rhapsody.
All right.
Christian Bale for Vice will win Best Actor.
Best Actor goes to Christian Bale for Vice, playing Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, please. I'll skate with you.
We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks.
Happy birthday, Steve Perry.
Happy birthday, Steve Perry. 70 years young today. 70 years young today. Have a great night. Drive safely out there, okay? And be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, freezing temps expected to cause hazardous road conditions. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.